You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I'm your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Today we have Ian Robinson. He is the chairperson for the Wildlife Producers Association of Zambia and will be discussing opportunities in the supply of legal game meat. He will join us right after this break.
Psst, Nda, we're gonna have something. We're gonna have something, Nda.
Uh-huh. Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
All right, so let's get right into the questions. What impact, Ian, would you say does the illegal bushmeat trade have on Zambia's wildlife?
Hi, sir. Thanks for that question. The impact it has is basically it depletes the population of wildlife within the country as it's a non-selective way of harvesting wildlife. Mm-hmm. That means it targets both male, female, young, old, protected, unprotected. And this way, it's an unsustainable way of wildlife, so it basically depletes the population. Mm-hmm. What it does then is it incurs great costs through law enforcement to actually control this through your poaching and anti-poaching ways. So this is the major impact it has on Zambia's wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And then as Wildlife Producers Association of Zambia, what role do you play in the protection of wildlife?
So as Wildlife Producers Association, or WPAZ as it's known, we look to basically through us, we increase the population of animals. We create a genetic diversity of wildlife. Mm-hmm. We produce animals sustainably, which means that we increase populations and harvest them sustainably and or utilize through photographics or anything. We drive policy. So basically when I say policy, we look at the country's policy and how best it can suit our wildlife industry. Mm-hmm. We also bring a great deal to the party where we combine with immense partners. Now, partners will be the likes of Wildlife Crime Prevention, Frankfurt Zoology, Kamako, and we bring everybody to one table with the Zambian CRB and many, many other partners that we bring together to discuss and push our wildlife industry forward here in Zambia.
What are the dangers of illegal bushmeat, and why should the public opt for legal game meat?
Okay, so the public's got to be very mindful of this, and what you're looking at is illegal bushmeat is something that is harvested in an unhealthy, unsanitary state in the middle of the bush with no refrigeration, with absolutely no control or health standards or anything, and so this meat would be a high chance of being diseased and not vetted by a correct veterinary authority or health authority. It's completely unidentifiable, so mm-hmm. you don't know exactly what's there. They could market it as absolutely anything. And so you get this common question of the common game meat of Zambia, and you get the buffalo and warthog. But I can assure you that what actually comes to your table is not all buffalo and warthog exactly what they actually told you it is. Mm. So you have this great danger. Where on the legal side, you have a sustainable, humane way of harvesting in sanitary conditions, where your meat is sourced, inspected, mm-hmm. refrigerated, and then sent off to the public. I think it speaks for itself, and I would like to see and advise the public to look at the legal side. Mm-hmm. On top of the legal supply of game meat, you also notice that you have a whole chain of jobs associated with producing legal gametes, where illegal gametes, a kg of each, actually produce absolutely nothing for the country. Nothing goes towards tax, towards employment, towards anything.
Yeah, and so then, can one be a legal gamete supplier and not own a game ranch? If so, how can a supplier without a game ranch have access to legal gamete?
Yeah, 100%. Again, a very good question. So I got probably 2 calls a week of personnel that are looking and people and looking to trade in gamete. It's a very simple process. You go through the Department of National Parks in Chilanga head office, and you apply. When you apply for the license, so it's a license to basically trade in gamete. Then you basically put your name forward. You then register and look for suppliers, which you have to register, legal suppliers. And then it's as easy as that. You can now legally trade with a permit, which is inexpensive. A permit only costs over 2 kwacha a month.
Right.
And you can begin trading in legal gamete.
Awesome. And then my final question regarding supplying legal gamete, how is this business sustainable?
Okay, so it's very sustainable. So basically, Zambia has an absolute mass of land unutilized. What gives you an idea is the new Forestry Act of 2015, which allows for protected areas under forestry. So you can actually now increase these areas to put game in and have a sustainable production. So in terms of sustainability, yes, it is an expensive industry to go into. I think we should view game not any differently than any livestock. And so the setup cost of this is quite large and not affordable for everybody. But once it is set up, it takes in the region of about 6 to 7 years to probably become profitable in certain ways if you start from scratch. And so it's a big investment, and you've got a lot of people in Zambia who have increased, and it's a business for Zambians to be grown by Zambians, that you can start sustainably alongside your other agricultural enterprises and begin, or a grassroots, and invest into the country, invest into wildlife, invest into a heritage and a sustainable use. So it's very sustainable, as you have game meat. You have the trophy value to it. You then have the photographic or viewing value to it, and the hides and horns and all that kind of thing. So it is very sustainable, and it, like I said, must be treated just like any other livestock or cropping enterprise.
Awesome. Well, Ian, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing with us your expertise on the opportunities in the supply of legal game meat.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm glad you have any assistance. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Well, listeners, we have more to come right after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know, from the 20 national parks and 36 game management areas in Zambia, South Luangwa, Kafue, and Lower Zambezi rank among the finest game parks in the world?
Know the facts. Be informed.
And now some info on our local legal game meat suppliers. We paid a visit to Mac Meat's meat suppliers located at the Chinama Shopping Complex along Great East Road, and here is some info about them.
Okay, so when did you get into the legal game meat business?
Okay, that was somewhere in 2018 in November.
Okay.
Yes.
And where did you obtain your trading license from?
From the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Formerly known as Zawa.
Okay. And yeah. then what are the dangers of consuming illegal bushmeat?
Okay. With animals like cattle and bushmeat, they need to be examined before they are slaughtered in case they are carrying any diseases. So if the poachers just get meat without being examined, they may bring risks of diseases to us human beings. Yeah.
And has this been a lucrative business so far, the legal game meat business?
Of course it has. As in, you know, in every business, it's all about profit making, right? So we wouldn't go this far without making any profit. Yeah.
Okay. And so then, how much is a kg of legal game meat, and how often is it available?
We mostly supply meat on demand.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's Warthog and maybe Impala on demand, then it will always be there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Then the others, well, it will be from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you have in stock right now?
In stock, we have Impala, Warthog, Daika, and etc.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For more information on Legal Game Meat suppliers, visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back. And now for some stories making the headlines. 5 African countries join forces to fight poaching. According to an article in Afrique 21, 5 partner countries of the Kavango-Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation Area, TFCA, have committed to working together to reduce poaching and illegal wildlife trade and recently launched an initiative to strengthen their partnership. Angola, Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, the 5 partner states, have developed a new strategy based on improving the capacity, synergy, and efficiency of the customs and police agencies responsible for controlling the movement of goods through the 33 ports of entry and exit of the Transfrontier Conservation Area. Shiwangandu resident jailed for ivory. The Chinsali Subordinate Court has convicted and sentenced Morgan Chayana, a 38-year-old resident of Shiwangandu District, to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor after he was caught with 5 kg of elephant ivory. Chayana was arrested in Shiwangandu and charged with unlawful possession of prescribed trophy ivory, contrary to Section 132 of the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015, ZWA 2015. In passing sentence, the court stated that illegal activities involving wildlife must be curbed as it has a negative impact on tourism and the country's economy. The Kafue Letra population declines by 19%. An article in the Daily Nation reported that the Kafue Letra population currently stands at an estimated 23,000, the lowest ever recorded for the Kafue Flats, thus suggesting a 19% decline in 5 years. This drastic population decline of the Kafue Letra and other species has been attributed to an increase in the trade of nyama ya musanga, a misunderstood popular meal that is pushing species into extinction. The article warned that the indiscriminate poaching will lead to the collapse of prey populations, which in turn results in the collapse of other flagship populations and ultimately ecosystem degradation, which affects us all. Those are all the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know Chimfunshi Wildlife Sanctuary in Chingola is one of the world's largest and oldest chimpanzee sanctuaries, with over 130 chimpanzees rescued from the illegal bushmeat trade around the world?
Know the facts. Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you learned something today about the opportunities in the supply of legal game meat. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Be sure to tune in for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I'm your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.